Thank you. Anything you'd like to say?
I can't.
That's good.
Just happy.
Happy, not good. You should just keep that happiness in you and take care of it. Because when we talk, easily misunderstanding. No? Just keep it in your own heart. No? Take care of it, befriend it. That's good. Just allow yourself to relax. No? So long time, you try to keep it together. No? Feel how good it is to just let go. Yes, just allow yourself, just let go. No, nothing to do. You know, this is important that you remember. Whenever you can, you just let go. That doesn't mean that you should let go of your body like this in the middle of the street. But just relaxing inside, letting go inside. Coming back to yourself. Your new name will be Tarushi. It means victory. Victory. And what is the true victory? The victory is when you regain your own self, your heart, your love, your happiness. Not listening to the mind that create problems, conflict, tensions. You're listening to the heart. That is longing for peace. That is the victory. They say, take one step towards God, He takes 1,000 towards you. No? Then you get support. You just have to show yourself that this is the decision. Enough is enough. I want peace. I want rest. Then the whole existence comes and supports you. It's the totality that makes the difference.
Oops. better than boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Victory is the best.
Yes.
Hello. Luciana. This list. Anything you like to say?
Una gioia più grande non potrei avere.
Big joy. She cannot have a bigger joy than this.
She can have bigger joy than this. Just close your eyes. Your new name is Prem Ritu. Prem Ritu.
Prem Ritu.
Yes. It means, Prem means love.
Amore.
Pram means love, yeah? And Ritu means season.
La stagione dell'amore.
Season of love.
La stagione dell'amore.
Climate of love.
Thank you very much.
Yeah? And that season is always there. It doesn't come and go. It's a love season. It's eternal. And it's in you. And you can share it. And the more you share, the more it comes. God is happy when love gets shared. And not only with people, but with nature, with the sky, with the birds, with yourself. It's just the climate of love.
It's beautiful. Non ho provato una gioia così grande in 80.
In
80 years she hasn't felt this type of joy ever.
I'm going to blow you away.
Ti farà scoppiare.
Only please.
For me.
Where's Malini?
It's okay.
Who cares? We're having a party. Helper, maybe.
I love you.
Beloved Swaha, I feel a bit nervous writing to you. For me, it feels so big and precious to have this chance of opening up my heart and having you read my words. Thank you for this, for being here and giving me this opportunity. An opportunity to come back to myself and feel the beauty and vulnerability of life. I have been feeling nervous and stressed for such a long time now. It is as if my body has gotten used to being stressed and tense most of the time. And I do not know what I can do to break out of this vicious circle. Any stress now?
Nervousness.
Yeah, that is okay. Because there's something new happening, no? But now you have felt how you could get out of this vicious circle, no? Haven't you had a taste of that, to get out of that vicious circle?
Yes. Small taste.
Small taste, yes. But that doesn't matter when you know where it comes from. What was the name of that movie with No, I can't, no, my mind doesn't work anymore. The chocolate factory. Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory, you saw that? No, you should. Because one thing is to taste the chocolate, which can already, wow, it's really chocolate in the world that makes you very sweet and happy, any child. But then when you find the factory, then all the children is like that. It's unbelievable. How could that happen? So don't be satisfied with just a little chocolate. Find the factory where it comes from. Those little rascals, they jumped into the chocolate. That's how it is when you cannot resist. You just jump in. Wherever I go and whatever I do, my inner feeling can be compared to someone standing behind me with a whip, ready to hit me if I do not hurry up with what I'm doing. Even going to the bathroom when I have visitors is stressful because I feel I have to be available for them all the time. That is bad. But the good news is you can drop it. Maybe you haven't even thought about it. Most people, they haven't even thought about these things. They are just working, functioning in a circle, repeating the whole thing. And everybody wants to be liked, everybody wants to be accepted, others. But don't sell your soul, don't sell your heart. You have to find yourself. Then people will like you for who you are. Otherwise, it's enough falseness in the world. Everybody is playing this game. Everybody is going in a circle. Who is really themselves? That is the challenge. That is what you have a taste of now. That's what you are longing for. In fact, that's what everybody is longing for. It's just that we look in wrong places to become somebody. To look something, to be accepted. But it's all masks. And then, of course, when those masks go away, you feel a bit naked, you feel a bit nervous. But it's good, because you feel clean. You have the courage to stand up for yourself, which is very difficult. It's a good time now, Johanna, to look at your life, what you are doing. And you have the intelligence, you have the longing in you to get out of it, to break free. But you have to be courageous because it's much easier to go in the habit. It's always a challenge to start something new. But listening to your own heart, you know what you are longing for. So first you have to heal yourself, allow you to relax, go to places, be with people that help you to relax, which is what is happening here, which is what nature does also to everybody. It helps you to relax, just to come back, because nature doesn't expect anything. No. It loves you and respects you just as you are. With humans, you have always this, what do they expect? How do they look at me? Very few people can just look at you as you are and love you for what you are. That is everybody's challenge. You have to come back to that yourself. And if you love yourself, you don't care. You don't care what people think about you. Then you are free. You are happy in yourself. And that's why you are here in life. You should be happy in your own life. Not what you do, but in your own soul, in your own heart, in your own being. Then you will touch people out of that. That's what I'm working with here, to transform you from this stressful person that feels somebody is always behind with a whip, being nervous, into a beautiful flower. But you have to realize it yourself. You have to help the process. You have to allow it. You have to start taking better care of yourself. Don't put yourself in stressful situations. And the more relaxed you will become, the more you will sense it. If you are totally stressed, like many people are in society, then you don't even take notice. It's normal to be stressed. It's normal to be tense. It's normal to be in a rush. So the first thing is to have that intelligence to get out of that. Then, if you have more maturity, more intelligence, more meditativeness in you, then you will sense that from people and places. Where do I find peace? And where do I get more stressed? Maybe some people, which you thought was your best friends, you get just tension from. Everything will change when you change. That's the challenge of life. That's why it's much easier to stay on the same place the whole life. Then people are safe. They like to play it safe. But safe is very, very boring. There's no growth, no challenges, no joy. Just flat. Even going to the bathroom when I have visitors is stressful because I feel I have to be available for them all the time. Yes. First, and you don't even need to choose, Johanna, because first you take care of yourself. Then, when you take care of yourself, then you want to take care of them, it comes spontaneously. It doesn't come out of expectations. That is the whole difference. If you take care of yourself, you don't do things that is harmful for you. This feeling of constantly having to do something and as fast as possible is unbearable at times. Yeah, but this is the society we're living in. This is the world we're living in now. And it shouldn't take much intelligence to see the madness of it. But everybody is living like that, so it becomes normal. It's sucking out all my energy and dragging me out of the moment. I have missed out on so many moments because of this nervousness and stress, and I do not want to miss anymore. Yes, that's why you are here. I will give you support to come back and relax. You don't need to do anything, just go and lay in the grass. And feel in your heart, you don't need to do anything else, just relax. And then you have a smile on your face, and then whole existence is more smiling to you. You are a sensitive being, and they, sensitive people, they get more stressful when they try to fit in to this mechanical society. Then maybe you compare yourself with somebody who is more like a robot, not so sensitive, more efficient. Then you create more stress. Because you have people that is very efficient, but they are more like robot. They are hardly any human being. A part of me just wants this feeling to go away. And part of me wants to understand where this is coming from. That is why I feel helpless. Lots of love, Joanna. It doesn't just go away. It only goes away with understanding. Can't you feel that now when we're talking? Yes. When you start understanding things and seeing things, then it already starts disappearing. So without understanding, which is very much missing in the world, understanding of your own being, things will never change. That's why you're going in a circle. But if you start understanding on a deeper level, then automatically it will change. You cannot do stupid things against yourself if you understand. That's why the mystic says that humans, most humans, are like sleepwalkers. They don't know what they do. They are living on the surface, like the masses, like sheep. You have to go deeper to start understanding yourself, listening to yourself, listening to what you are doing to yourself, and have the courage to take care of yourself. And as soon as that clicks, you will get support. Part of me just wants this feeling to go away, and part of me wants to understand where this is coming from. It will only go away with understanding. And the understanding is only coming when you go deeper in yourself, which you can call meditation, coming back to yourself, relaxing, trusting your own intuition. That is the only way, because it's come from the inside. It's your own understanding. It's not told from the outside. And it has happened because we're living in an unconscious society. So then, of course, we become unconscious. If we have been living in a more enlightened world, this mess wouldn't have happened. So in a way, everything is upside down. We should take care of ourselves, we should be sensitive, we should have time to just smell the flowers and not being in a rush. We should take care of the planet. Instead, we are getting stressed, we are polluting the ocean, we are polluting the land, we are killing each other, we have competition. So when you see this madness, then you want to step out of it. And the only way is to understand yourself. And it goes by living it, by understanding it. And it will be an effort, especially in the beginning, because it's like breaking out of a habit. To go into something new is very difficult. So let your understanding grow, digest what you got here, take it deeper. If it's something that feels true, feels right for you, go deeper in it. And you are not helpless, you can do it. And especially with a little help from your friends. And now, since we are friends, I will help you also. Okay, Joanna? Willy Wonka now. Watch it. But remember, you have to see it out of a spiritual state of mind, not just... Huh? It's the divine chocolate I'm talking about. Otherwise, even chocolate, like everything, is something strange. Another strange thing on this planet, that everything that is good is like it's not good for you. Hello? How did that happen? Everything in balance.
Where we're bound, nobody knows, and we're too far. far gone to take it easy. Feel the grass beneath our feet as it grows. Feel the wind in our hair as it blows. We got the courage to be wrong.
There is this different strength that people have forgotten. There's the strength of the flower, of the rose, and it's the strength of a weapon, of hardness. But what is most beautiful? The flower comes from existence itself. No? It's no effort. And Lao Tzu says, the soft will always overcome the hard. But if you live on the surface, then it looks like the hard is the strongest. But in the long run, the soft will always win. Not the hard. The hard will break. How can you break if you are soft? Therefore, I'm so glad to finally meet you. I feel I've been looking for so long. Since my teens, I've been dreaming about escaping the reality I grew up with to find something that would give me clarity. I traveled around the world seeking for something bigger, and I always thought I would find a guru or a master somewhere in the Himalayas. But I had to go all the way to Australia to find out that you were 2 hours from where I grew up. Life is a mystery. It's very mysterious. For the first time in many years, I'm so totally relaxed about where I am. So what does that tell you, Mikhail? It tells you that now you are at home. So many times I feel restless and always want to keep going. But now it's very clear for me that everything I've done until now has led me to this moment. Thank you, Babaji, for showing me this life filled with love and compassion. Mikhail. My pleasure. So this is the thing, people travel. Most people are stuck, no? Most people, they don't even travel, they are stuck. They are not adventurous spirit, they are just boring. Then you have a few people, they are more explorers, they go traveling, they want to expand, see new things. Maybe they're seeking something, like you are seeking something, you're traveling around. That is part of the journey. But when you find what you are seeking for, why go anywhere then? That is the sign. It comes by itself. Nobody needs to say anything. When you find what you are looking for, then you find them, you enjoy them. So from this moment, is no traveling. The journey is in, is not out. That's what it means to meet the Master. No, it's finished with that, those dreams, those escaping. Because seeking is an escape, it's always seeking in the future. Maybe I find in tomorrow. Some people are even spiritual seekers, they're guru shopping. One guru to the other, checking out. But it's just on the surface. Nothing happened before you stop. And that stopping can only come from the inside. That, wow, it's even against yourself. It just happens. When you really find something, you stop. If you have lost the diamond, you're looking and looking and looking all over the world, and in some mysterious way, you one day find it on a beach where people are walking, what will you do then? You will sing and you will dance, and then you can settle down then. So now, from now on, let the journey be in. That is the same when people, they are attracted to alcohol, to drugs. You were also attracted to drugs. You had problems with that. Many people have. That is also, it's a boring life. It's too straight, too strict, too square. Then when people doesn't know about themselves, about meditation, there is nothing of the higher. Then those get lost in drugs because it gives you a little alternative reality. But it's a false high. If you get taught the real drug, which is your own heart, your own soul, God, then who cares about taking tablets? Take the real ecstasy. And it doesn't harm you, it just makes you more intelligent. It doesn't fuck your body up, it doesn't fuck your mind up. But this is the thing, people are desperate because they don't know where to look. So it's also sensitive people. Then they get lost in the drug. Maybe LSD, ayahuasca, ecstasy, that is the way to heaven. Then you just burn up more and more brain cells, more and more confused. The body should be totally healthy and clean with an open heart, then it's very easy to get contact. That spark divine spark is already there. It's just covered up by many layers of dust and thoughts and conditioning and past memories. All that has to be flushed out of the body. So you become fresh, like a child again. Drugs is escaping from your true self, and meditation or sannyas is to come back to your true self. And when you first had a taste of the real, it's no effort at all to drop it. It just goes by itself. You don't even think about it. It's like, who cares about that bar of chocolate when you have the whole factory? Thank you, Babaji, for showing me this life filled with love and compassion. Yes. That is what the world needs. They need awareness, they need love, they need compassion, they need playfulness. Enough for these serious, straight people. They need dance. They need silence. They need to dip in the river. All these good things they need. So they can loosen up a little bit. But this is an old story that you think you have to go. This is a story. It was a seeker, just like you. Of course, he went to India because he had heard about the great master in the Himalayas. He found his way up to the foothills and then further into the high mountains, which I know very well. Then he asked some villagers, where is this great guru? Oh, we heard he's there over that mountain. Then for months he walks over the mountains. Then he met some woodcutters. Is it any Baba here, any guru? I heard it's a great master living in these mountains. Yes, he's over there. Just 1 month more walk, then you come to him. Totally exhausted, at last he found an old man sitting there in the cave, very cold, not much to serve. Then he said, I traveled so far to want to know the meaning of life. I want to know the truth. What is life? And the old man looked at him and said, life is like a river. The guy said, life is like a river? And then the old man said, isn't it? Still some doubt. That is how normally it is when you go to these people. And in India, there are so many so-called gurus that brings a very bad name to the true gurus. Another seeker, he joins a monastery and, of course, takes a vow of silence. He is not allowed to say anything for at least 2 years. After 2 years, one of the elders bring him in and ask for what is his 2 words to say. Cold floor, he says. Very cold floor. The master is not happy, sends him back. Another year, come back. They bring him back after a year and ask him, what is the 2 words? He clears his throat and says, bad food, bad food. This is, sounds like a typical Indian ashram or monastery. The master nods and sends him away. One more year. They're bringing out for 2 words. Then the poor seeker says, I quit. The master said, that is not so surprising. You have done nothing but complaining since you came here. What kind of intelligence is this? But that's how the mind is. You try to force yourself. Oh, it's a great monastery, a great master. But it's forced. There's no intelligence. You have to feel you're getting more alert, more happy, more clear, more truthful, more in your heart. This is the science. It doesn't come by bad food. Or does it, Dipani? Or bad cold floor. Or getting sick. One Zen student said, my master is the best. He can go days without eating. The second one said, my master is much, much better. He has so much self-control, he can go weeks without sleeping. The third one says, my teacher is so wise that he eats when he's hungry and sleeps when he's tired. That was a sannyasin. Beloved, reading a small piece of an audiobook, he says, discipline is not a spiritual practice. Even if you practice it, you cannot have it, because discipline is an indirect happening. It is the shadow of an awakened intelligence. Awaken and you will find discipline has come. If you try to bring discipline before you have become awakened, you will only bring in repression in the name of discipline. Repression is indulgence turned upside down. Don't be deceived by it. How to be able to understand and find the balance between being disciplined with the head and being disciplined with consciousness, with the lightness of the heart, with love, Abhi. Yeah, this can be confusing, and that's why Osho said, don't be deceived by it. Because we are used to the head. We are so identified with the head. This is the problem. And from the head, then discipline is not really discipline, it's just control. You want to control. And you cannot control life. The only way to have true discipline is to become one with life. That is what he means with awakening. You have to become one with life. You have to come back to yourself. When you are in harmony, then it's an inner discipline that is happening. Because you are in tune with yourself, you are in tune with your body. You are not identified with your thoughts that says only eat potato chips and ice cream. You are not going in bad places because you know that you feel bad, you feel tense, you feel stressed. You're having different habits in your lives. You like more silence than to go to the pub. All these things, it is coming from the inside. Otherwise, the discipline from the head is a doing, no? It's a control. So anybody can stop with the control. But then it becomes a tenseness. You are not mature enough, you are not intelligent enough to really do it. Then it becomes forceful. That is what I call like the yogi syndrome. Eat a carrot a day and stand on your head and everything will be fine. Meditate 10 hours. That's how many times it is in the monasteries. Nothing will happen. It has to happen from your own understanding. This is not good for me. You have to investigate yourself. And when you get more in tune with yourself, when you go deeper in yourself, then true discipline will happen. Because you know. Because you are intelligent. How can you do it? If you are not intelligent, if you are not in tune, then you do many things against yourself, against your true self, which you are not aware of because you are listening to your mind, you are listening to your desires, you are listening to your wanting, you are listening to your dreams, you are listening to your animal instincts. Then you have to have control to stop it. That's the normal. Then it becomes repression because you are not mature enough. You don't understand how you're functioning. You are not deep enough. Then it becomes, then suddenly that person can explode, no? Because he's in control and he's afraid to let go. Because if you let go, who knows what will happen? So you always have to be in control. Like most people are in control, you can also have people that are very spiritual, so-called very spiritual people are in control. And then you just scratch the surface and they get angry. Or you just tell them a joke and then, my God. So this is Osho says, discipline is not a spiritual practice. Even if you practice it, you cannot have it. Because it's not a practice. It comes like a shadow out of your own understanding, out of your meditation. Even if you practice it, you cannot have it because discipline is an indirect happening. Huh? Indirect because it comes by itself. It is the shadow of an awakened intelligence. Awaken and you will find discipline has come. If you try to bring in discipline before you have become awakened, you will only bring in repression in the name of discipline. And that's what people are used to. In the name of religion, in the name of the spirituality. They are not natural anymore. Repression is indulgence turned upside down. Don't be deceived by it. And it's very easy to be deceived. Because who is deep? Who knows themselves? How to be able to understand and find balance between being disciplined with the head and being disciplined with consciousness, with the lightness of the heart? By meditating, by coming home, by letting go of all the conditioning, by not listening to the mind, by being yourself. Okay, Avi. Then you also wrote, hmm? Because out of this a deeper understanding, then everything will come. Love will come, compassion will come, clarity will come, playfulness will come. That is the discipline. But it can only come from your true self. Then you wrote this, this is more you that I like also. Beloved, I'm here because you choose me. I'm here because surrender was immediate. I'm here because the mind has gone and the heart has arrived fully. I'm here to drink from your infinite fountain of wisdom. I'm here to cry, to laugh, to dance, and to jump head first into my own being. I'm here to melt like snow in the Norwegian summer. It's so hot, there's not even any snow left. I'm here to feel myself alive and with my heart open. I'm here because this path has no return. I'm here because you are my Guruji. I'm your disciple, Abhi. I'm here. I'm your disciple, Abhi, and I'm here. At your feet. That's the only discipline. Surrender is the only discipline, Abhi. If you surrender, everything falls in place. And what can the heart do? I'm here. That's very good. Where else? I hope you are all here. Yes. Yes. What is your name? How is Henrietta? Good? Digested, no? Digest your meal and see how your stomach and your heart takes it. Restaurant is open. Let go. open to life, to this moment. Oh.
Tu vahe guru.
Good.
you.